Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your host, Stewie. How's everyone doing? I hope everyone's weekend is going as relaxing and calm as mine. Well, not to say the whole weekend. I did indeed work yesterday, so I was busy and getting frustrated all at the same time. I can say, even though I try my best not to think about the fact that we are in a Mercury retrograde, that it will, you know, I don't think about it every day, that it will affect me every day. And I tell you, once it starts. I mean, you really, you see it. It happens so quickly, you get frustrated. And it's going to be the most frustrating 3 weeks, I'm sure. But let me not really too fully declare that and acknowledge it, but I can say it's been frustrating already. But I hope everything is good in everyone else's parts. If you're feeling just as frustrated as me, and your travel has been, you're traveling, every time you travel has been, you know, frustrating, and or, you know, dealing with people communication-wise has been a little difficult. It's very much so understandable because we are technically in a Mercury retrograde. And moving forward, we are supposed to be experiencing a snowstorm coming up, which is going to last all the way until Tuesday afternoon, in which we're expected to receive about a foot. Now, I don't know if that's for all areas. I don't know if that's just strictly for Jersey, but I am aware that it's supposed to be definitely tri-state, so I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen, but I do travel in between Jersey and PA a lot, so definitely pray to be safe in my travels between tomorrow and Tuesday, and I hope everyone else stays safe and uses precaution and definitely stays bundled up if you're dealing with the winter season. For all my supporters who are not, then high five to you. You don't have to worry about it. Okay, so moving along, not too much really to talk about in the news, and with like I always try to steer away from the news really because it's really never really much to talk about. But you know, they've had some booty talk in the news with Jennifer Lopez, etc. You know, and it's non-topic. I don't find that really a topic to talk about. But if you're into topics like that, then who is actually your best booty? You know, you have Jennifer Lopez, you have Iggy, you have Nicki Minaj, you have Beyonce, you have Kim Kardashian, you have Amber Rose. So whose butt do you really like? So if you want to give me feedback, you can. If not, don't worry about it. I just find it funny since it's been all about booty talk lately. So, and other than that, America Sniper did come out, so if everyone got the chance to go see it, good. If you didn't get the chance to go see it, then that's fine. You have time, of course. Don't feel left out. Don't feel like you're pressured to have to go see it. And tell me your view and your feedback on it. Now, I can say my day, actually, even though I was at peace and restful, I did actually have a bad day as far as health-wise. How many of you have ever experienced when you sneeze and you feel it like in your chest or in your back? You're like, oh man, that was a hard sneeze. But for me today, I sneezed hard and automatically felt all this pressure come on my head. And I was like, wow, what happened? So I'm thinking to myself, like, wow, that hit kind of hard. And then all of a sudden it just increased. So I had to take Excedrin for migraine. I had to have a cup of coffee. How many of you have that, like, caffeine withdrawal headache where you just have to have coffee in order to get rid of it? So I had to have coffee. I had to also take some Excedrin, and I also had to take a nap, okay? So I really got really sleep. I've been actually tired all day today, so sorry I don't sound too hype and wanting to entertain, but as always, you guys know me, sick or not sick, time or no time, I try to make my best to attempt to get on here and talk with you guys and give you tips and so on and so forth. So I really had, like, a real bad day, and I'm just now actually, you could say, getting my day started as far as, like, getting things accomplished, because I do have class homework to do, in which I definitely have to get that done before the night is out. And I did want to tell you guys that my class I'm taking now is public speaking. So how many of you have not ever had a class, and or, you know, for some of you, you actually probably feel that you have the skill in speaking. You have a skill of definitely selling yourself. So, you know, no need to take a class. But as I said, I'm going for my degree in communication. So all these classes are necessary. So for some things you have to, one thing I did learn in the class, so I'm not sharing it with y'all just in case you didn't know, now you know. One thing you have to definitely have with all your speeches, these are your speeches. This is when you're presenting yourself, when you're giving a speech, or, you know, if you're just talking to people, you have to definitely know how to capture your audience. Capture your audience by bringing them in with the message, eye contact, you know, put some personality into your speech. So that way they're not sitting there like, oh, this is boring and, you know, I'm not really interested. And don't use a lot of big words too. I know a lot of people like to use big words when they are doing a speech, when they're talking among people, when they're, you know, wanting to show people that you're educated about something. That's one thing that I can say that that you can really throw someone off with is by using a bunch of big words, because not everybody is as educated. I'm not going to say everyone's, you know, dumb or anything. I'm just saying not everybody is as educated on big words, and it's just simple. It's just easy as 1, 2, 3. You know, it's as easy as keeping it simple. You know, use direct words to get to exactly what you're trying to say, and minimize. Sometimes it's best to actually minimize your word intake. Outtake, because if you're saying too much, you can lose someone. If you're saying too little, you can lose someone. So try to find that right balance when you're talking to someone, because it really helps to grasp them and leave them on a cliffhanger. If you know what a cliffhanger is, then good. If not, then a cliffhanger is when you're like wanting for more. You know, you got educated, you got fed some good, you know, information, and then that person just leaves you wanting more. That's a cliffhanger in a sense. So definitely when you're doing your speeches, when you're doing your talks, you know, definitely make it very direct and clear as what it is you're trying to get out to your audience, and create it, make it very creative, you know, make it very personable. You want people to feel like, you know, they're a part of something special. So, and I want you guys to feel a part of my show as something special. Even though I only make it 15 minutes and I only talk to you guys 2 times a week, I want you guys to really feel special about being brought into, you know, some of my thoughts and what's going on with me and what's going on with someone else. It's all important to have that feedback. It's all important to have that connection with other people, so that way, you know, you never are alone. So don't feel like you are alone in anything that you do. So I know that your journey might be all about just you at this point in time, just like my journey is all about just me just at this point in time. But the more that you have alone time with yourself, the more that you are by yourself, you start to really understand what it is that you want and what you're looking for. So it's all important. It's all important to your growing process. I mean, I'm still learning, growing life too. So it's all a process, and it's hard work. It really is. You end up having to do things that you just didn't want to do, but you're doing it at the point in time, because everything is temporary. That's another thing I know I've said before, and I'll say it again. Please look at everything as temporary. Don't look at anything as permanent. Now, a lot of people say, oh, what do you mean? I've been doing this for 10, 20, 30, 40 years. I've been doing the same thing for this long, this and this and this. Okay, it's understandable that at any flick of a penny, quarter, however you want it, light switch, you know, flick it up and down, it could be all taken away, okay? Don't look at everything as longevity. Look at it as it could go away at any second. So treat it as that. When you see people in the street, treat it as you might see them again, and or you might not see them again. Treat everything as I got to make it my first impression. I got to treat it as I really enjoy this and get it done, get it, you know, look like you love it, and even if you don't love it, you know, because it keeps your perspective alive mentally. You might not physically want to be there, but mentally it keeps your perspective alive on a lot of things. And it's good to look at things like that, like, okay, this is a positive thing. It's temporary, so I'm going to make it my best every day. And once you start to think that way, actually things probably change for the better for a lot of people. So, you know, it's hard to really break into that natural habit to do so, but definitely try it. Okay, so moving along, that's all a part of the image topic part of the day, because this all deals with your branding of yourself too, really just getting to know yourself more and more and more, so that way you know exactly what you want. That's the image branding tips of the day and topic. So moving on, so we have a treacherous week coming up weather-wise. So I'm hoping that outside of the fact that we're going to have a treacherous week weather-wise, that everything else flows pretty good for everyone as far as communication with people, as far as your work days, you know, you get things all accomplished and nothing is derailed because of the weather, because sometimes it possibly can, all depending on the field that you're in. And if you're sick, because I know it's the winter, I hope you get well soon. And I've been noticing a lot of families are experiencing a lot of deaths lately. So my condolences to everyone who's experiencing a lot of deaths, because it's happening, it seems to be a lot. I'm hearing, like, almost every week I'm hearing someone that passed away in someone's family and someone that passed away, and there's a funeral coming up. And I'm just like, wow, I'm really blown away. So it's been happening, I think since about November to December. I've been hearing nothing but, oh, we got a funeral coming up, this and this person passed away. So it's definitely my condolences, and it's coming on my side and other people's side. So thank you for all your support and prayers, if you're saying it now. I appreciate your condolences and your support. The people that actually passed away on my side, I didn't really know them, except for my grandma's sister. I did, of course, know her, but everyone that's passed away on my side, I really didn't have too much connection with them. But other than that, February is right around the corner. It's actually this coming weekend after this weekend passes, so that's pretty good. Where you've gotten through this month of January, this long month, if you're paid on a weekly basis, you have noticed that you were paid five times. Come this 30th, it'll be the fifth time you're paid. And if you're paid on a biweekly basis, then I'm sure that you've gotten paid at least about three times this month, if I'm not mistaken. So this was definitely a long month, and we have come now to our final full week of it. And woo, we're in February, so all my couples get ready for Valentine's Day and my birthday is actually the following week, which is good. So I plan on definitely having, like, something to do every weekend, at least just, like, one thing to do every weekend. So that way I've celebrated my birthday month to the T. I definitely plan on having a good birthday day on that day. I want to have something to do in the morning, then have something good to do at night, and definitely it's going to be with my family the whole day. So I'm excited, and I can't wait to get through the month of February. That's also my biggest month anyway. Tax return time, whoop whoop, yeah, I said it. Tax return time is definitely the month for me for February, so definitely can't wait to get some things paid off, if you know what I mean. Okay, so also, I hope everyone is right on time with their taxes, too. Keep that in mind. You have until April the 15th to get your taxes in. I'm sure everyone's already getting excited and getting that all worked out, getting that all done as soon as possible. As soon as possible, because I know everyone is, I know times is really, especially for Jersey, times is, like, it's like there's, like, we're still in a recession and Governor Chris Christie's not caring or something. I don't know. But good thing that the gas is going down. It's, like, going down, like, every day. It's awesome. A couple of cents keeps going down. I'm so excited about that. Because it's, like, filling up my tank is becoming a awesome thing to do. coming from like $60 to fill it up to, like, now, like, 30 or 40. So it's pretty awesome. But as you can hear, we're kind of counting down to the last couple of minutes of the show. And, of course, I'll be back on Wednesday, same time. And you can, for business inquiries, you can email me at foryourimagellc@gmail.com. For image consultation, prestoexperts.com/conversationwithstewie, S-T-E-W-Y. And if you guys want to give feedback, you can also do that. You can also do that too at the business email address. You know that. And you can also replay the archive shows, and you can also follow me on Instagram at StewieChewy, S-T-E-W-Y-C-H-E-W-Y. All right, so talk to you guys again on Wednesday. I hope everyone be safe, and I'll be back on Wednesday. And thank you for all your support. Okay, have a good night.